This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You are with Rach and Dean, and the 19th of October is Give Out Day. It's a national day of giving to LGBTIQ plus projects, community groups, and non-for-profit organisations.
On the day, donations to LGBTIQ plus organisations are doubled. So it's the perfect day to donate to your favourite org and project. And one of Give Out Day's ambassadors is writer, podcaster, and presenter, Louis Hansen, who is here right now with us to have a bit of a chat. Welcome to the show, Louis.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me. Look, both of you just did the work on my behalf.
Oh, that's it. Done. All
exactly.
Right,
you've told them what the day's about. Amazing.
Well, no. For those who haven't heard about Give Out Day before, give us a 101. Give Out Day 101. How does it work?
Yeah. So as you said, it's Australia's annual day of giving to LGBTQIA plus charities and organisations. And look, as we know, these charities, organizations, initiatives are chronically underfunded and desperately need those donations, which is where Give Out Day comes into the mix. So essentially, a whole lot of initiatives, charities, organizations can register to have a profile on the Give Out Day website. And then you can go online, have a scroll through, and if you have the means, make a donation to whichever charity you like. But the best part is that Give Out Day will actually match your donation. So Just say you donate $20 to an initiative, Give Out Day will make that $40, and the initiative will get that money. So every dollar truly counts. It's amazing.
Where are they finding this money? That's amazing. Set
behind couches, I reckon.
Just exactly. Couches, yeah.
In spaces all over the place. But I think it's awesome to know, you know, what you can give whatever you can or even just a little bit and know it's going to be stretched that little bit further thanks to Give Out Day.
Exactly. It's so important. And I mean, so I did some reading, some research, and over the past 5 years, Give Out Day has managed to disperse over 1 million buckaroos over 100 LGBTQIA plus Aussie charities and organizations. So that in itself just shows how important days like Give Out Day are.
Yeah,
absolutely. So is that what made you want to jump on board and be a Give Out Day ambassador?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, look, I came out probably, I want to say it might be my 10-year anniversary soon. Yeah, yas to a decade.
You know tomorrow's National Coming Out Day as well, so you've got something extra to celebrate tomorrow.
There you go. Actually, fun fact, I wrote, it was part of my coming out journey, I wrote this little letter, which I never planned on showing anyone. But then the following year for National Coming Out Day, SBS published it, and it felt like a real full circle moment of, here I am. But anyway, sorry, but back to the question.
Back to Give Out Day.
Yeah, so look, it's been 10 years and obviously we've seen a lot of progress and a lot of change, which has been amazing, but we still have so far to go until, you know, every Australian, every queer and trans Aussie feels comfortable to be who they are. And so when Give Out Day came along and, you know, we talked about an ambassadorship, it was a no-brainer for me. It's such an incredible day.
Well, we are going to find out a little bit more about it and why you're involved right after this. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and we are chatting to Give Out Day Ambassador Louis Hansen.
Joy.
And we are talking all things Give Out Day with Give Out Day Ambassador Louis Hansen. It's next week and it's a national day of giving to support so many organized LGBTIQA plus organizations and projects. It makes a huge difference where the dollars are doubled thanks to Give Out Day.
Whoop, whoop. Woo. Now, Louis, do you have any fun tips about ways that we can pick our favorite, you know, organization or project to donate to? Do we need to do a bit of a Russian roulette and...
Well, look, I think the beautiful thing is that there are so many organizations. So I understand. But honestly, I've been having many a scroll through the website just the interface is so beautiful. It's so lovely, very aesthetically pleasing. So I've just been scrolling. So yeah, perhaps a bit of a Russian roulette, but I think the beautiful thing is when you do start scrolling and you don't really know what you're looking for, you'll come across some organizations perhaps that you haven't heard of before that really resonate with you. So I would just say go into the website, start having a look around, and I think you may come across some initiatives that, you know, you feel really passionate about.
Yeah, it's a really great day where there's a lot of amazing LGBT organisations and projects that are participating. And I mean, I've seen started seeing a lot on social media. A lot of it's being shared and talked about. And what I'd recommend everyone do is jump in and have a look. And even if you know an org and go, oh, well, they get money here and there, have a look at what project they're specifically focusing on. Because that's one of the things I love about Give Out Day. It's not just, oh, this org needs some money. They're like, we want to focus specifically in this way to target this marginalised group of our communities or towards this supportive thing, which is really fantastic.
There you go. Is there any groups or projects that are happening this year, this Give Out Day, that are really close to your heart?
I think, look, there's a few. They're like my children, you know, you want to love them equally. But
but everyone knows there's a favourite.
There's a favourite. I think this year for me, it's Goulburn Valley Pride. My mum's side of the family is from Shep, so that kind of area, and coincidentally a lot of my family on my mother's side are queer, and so I think Goulburn Valley Pride has, holds a very, you know, close place in my heart. We obviously, it's no secret that it can be quite difficult to grow up as a queer or trans Aussie in country Victoria. Mm-hmm. And so places like Goulburn Valley Pride are just so incredibly critical to their well-being. So this year, I'm going to say Goulburn Valley Pride.
Oh, I love that. Are you going to be making your way down to the open, out in the open festival this year that Shepparton does in November to celebrate our community?
You know what? I think I'll have to. Have you been before?
Oh, I'm there each and every year.
Every year?
I'm emceeing the opening event, which is a huge masquerade ball. I think you should come and celebrate there.
Stop. I'm there. Say less.
I will send you the details. I will send you all the details.
Thank you.
Now, before we let you go, we're going to have to play some true or false trivia. We're going to go to a song first, though, but more information, Give Out Day donations are already open, so you've got until the 19th of October to get them in. You can find out more and make those important donations by going to giveout.org.au.
Louie's not going anywhere because coming up after this, it's time for more of Rach's Totally Tricky Tuesday True or False Trivia.
Woo!
Joy.
And you're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean, and we've got Louie Hansen in the studio with us right now.
Hello.
That's right. We've been talking Give Out Day, but we've also got a bit of a game to play, haven't we?
Yes, but before we get to the game, though, we got a little message earlier in the show when we said Louie Hansen's joining us live in the studio to talk about Give Out Day. Well, Craig, our Wednesday newsreader, sent Dean a quick little thought it was a private message. Nothing is ever private if you send it to us.
I say them on air. Louis, do you know you are a certified Craig crush of Craig's?
Am I? Craig?
You're in very good esteem. Troye Sivan's another one.
Yes. We regularly talk about Troye Sivan on Wednesday Breakfast when Craig is our newsreader. And also I've forgotten his name, the singer of...
The actor who was Patrick in... I think it's Joe Reed, was Patrick in...
Noah Reid.
The best. Yes. Noah Reid. No. Yep. There we go.
Yes.
We didn't make notes about this.
This is an esteemed category.
Yeah. Sexy gentlemen. So watch out. You are right here in the studio. And Craig, I'm looking at him in the eyes. Are you jealous? He's probably at the gym. He's always at the gym listening along. But we need to get into our true or false, totally tricky Tuesday trivia.
So, Louis, the way this works is really simple, right? Rach gives us three statements and we have to guess whether they're true or false. But Rach keeps us on our toes. We have had messages all through the past hour with everyone trying to figure out whether they're true or false. We've got false, false, true, 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 false, false, true, false. No one has been able to get... Normally we have a steady stream, but today's three facts are keeping us on our toes.
All right, are you ready for them?
I am so ready, and I think I'm going to dedicate this mission to you, Craig. I am going to win for you, Craig.
Yes, do it for Craig. All right, question one. If the moon was flat, it would still take longer to drive across Australia than it would the moon.
What do you reckon, true or false?
False.
Dean, you said false as well, didn't you?
I said false as well, yeah.
Based on no real reason whatsoever, but my heart just says false.
Well, both of you, you are wrong.
Oh.
So Australia is actually wider than the moon. So
wow.
Magic.
The things you learn with Tuesday Trivia.
Yeah.
Good on everyone who got that correct. I was not one of those people.
Not many people did. Okay, question number two. This one's great.
Not a great start.
Plums, cherries, grapes, and apples are all from the same plant family.
Watch me get all three incorrect. Now my confidence has plummeted.
So this is what Rach does, Louis. This is what Rach does. She throws us all.
I like to ruin people.
Once again, based on no real reason whatsoever, but my intuition just says false again.
I said true for this one.
Ooh, so that means one of you is correct.
I'm happy for either of us.
The person whom is correct is Louis. Well done. Because grapes aren't actually part of the family. Now, Anushka, our newsreader for today, said that she thought it was true. However, she was like, because they've all got seeds, but grape seeds are slightly different. She was onto something there. So the rest are all part of the rose family.
Ah.
Those pesky grapes.
I know.
Everyone that got that right. I was not one of them.
You're 50% correct thus far. All right.
I feel amazing.
The third and final question for Tuesday's Totally Tricky True or False Trivia to tantalise your tentacles is the Eiffel Tower is 15 centimetres taller in summer than it is in winter.
I'm going to say true. Maybe there's some swelling.
Page.
Maybe there's some swelling.
Yeah, because heat makes iron expand, and it is 15 entire centimeters. That's a lot. I was trying to measure before, so I was like a 30 centimeter ruler, then halve that. Like that's a lot.
Yeah, that is. I don't know if your measurements are spot on.
I'm pretty sure women know how to measure way better than men. It's
men only
fact.
Know in inches.
Yes, correct.
And there's some swelling there as well.
Yeah, there's some swelling, but there's also a lot of miscommunication when it comes to that measurement too, let's be honest.
Not 15 centimetres though.
Louis, thank you so much for playing.
Wait, was that true or false? We don't know.
No, I said true, it does.
You said true. Okay, yeah, it was, yeah.
And 15 whole centimetres, so... Thank you for playing along.
Thank you. That Excellent was really sport. Fun. I love facts.
Yeah. And now you can go and share those facts with the entire world.
I will.
You're welcome. thank you for letting us know about Give Out Day as well. And just a reminder, everyone, head to giveout.org.au and give back to the community that gives us so much.
You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.